Well, good morning to everybody, and happy feast day of Saint Dominic. I don't know how and why Saint Dominic, nobody seems to ever talk about him. We always talk about Saint Francis, for example, right? Saint Dominic was alive at the almost exact same time as Saint Francis. He was born 10 years earlier in the year 1170. They were both founded their orders, similar timetable. They died, I think, the same year, right around 1220-ish. And I really don't know why people don't talk about St. Francis as much, or St. Dominic as much as we talk about St. Francis, for example. Maybe it's because he didn't get the stigmata. So, we're going to do a little history lesson on St. Dominic, just a few factoids. First of all, you know that when you have an entire nation named after you, you made it into the big times. I would love someday if there was a country called Ericland, or the Eric Republic, Republic of Eric. Wouldn't that be great? No, you don't agree? Okay, anyway. Well, St. Dominic has that. Guess what it's called? Dominican Republic. Why is it called Dominican Republic? Because of St. Dominic. What is the capital of the Dominican Republic? Santo Domingo. That would be like in the United States if the capital, instead of being Washington, D.C., was just called Eric. St. Eric. Okay? Which would be pretty sweet, I've got to admit. But anyway, it isn't. There's a reason for that. The very first church in the Americas is in Dominican Republic. Founded by who? The Dominican Order. If I'm not mistaken, the first church in the Philippines, I think, was a Dominican church, either Dominican or Augustinian also. So it's not the first church in Asia, because frankly, the first church in Asia probably goes all the way back to St. Thomas the Apostle. You know, that's going way back. But certainly the first church in that part of Asia, which is the biggest continent in the world, and I think it was also founded by Dominicans. Another reason why I think St. Dominic is not maybe remembered individually as much as some of the other great saints, like a St. Ignatius we seem to talk more about. St. Dominic is one of those rare saints where one of his successors, one of the people that came after him, actually became way more famous than he did. Who is the most famous Dominican of all time? If you ever studied theology, you know this. St. Thomas Aquinas. He was a Dominican. He's arguably, I think he's generally considered to be the greatest theologian of all time. He was a Dominican. St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas are the two that you normally kind of think of. The Franciscans also had a guy who, during his day, actually was the best friend of Thomas Aquinas. He was his theological rival. They used to always go head-to-head, but they loved each other as brothers. It was St. Bonaventure. The two of them were the great luminaries of that entire period of world history. They were two of the greatest theologians of all time. St. Thomas Aquinas seems to have taken the precedence. When the Council of Trent rolled around, it was considered to be theologically the triumph of St. Thomas Aquinas, because a lot of the Council of Trent's doctrine came straight out of Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas and St. Bonaventure, like I said, they were close friends. They actually died on the exact same day. The church lost two of the greatest theologians of history on the same day. Imagine that. Another thing about St. Dominic, though, you'd think this would get him more fame and glory, but apparently it didn't. St. Dominic received from the Blessed Virgin Mary, he was apparently when he used to preach, so the order he founded, the Dominicans, their official name is Order of Preachers, that's why you say, like, Father so-and-so, O.P. By the way, the Dominicans are red hot right now. The eastern province of the Dominicans, I don't remember what the actual name is, but this part, so the eastern seaboard of the United States, are doing very well. Very well with vocations. They've kind of gone old school. They look like Dominicans. They've gone back to Thomas Aquinas. They're preaching solid doctrine, and they're doing very well. They're doing a lot of good work. For years, they used to take care of the chaplaincy in Yale University in New Haven, downtown Manhattan. They're at NYU. They have the church whose name is escaping me, one of the most beautiful churches in Manhattan. He's the Dominicans. I just can't think of the name right now. And yeah, they're doing great stuff. But how would you like this for a little gift? St. Dominic, who, when he was preaching, apparently the Blessed Mother used to whisper in his ear what to say. Wish I had that one. You guys probably wish I had that too. But one time when he was praying to Our Lady, asking her, because he was dealing with, I think it was the Albigensian heresy, like, Mother, okay, what do we need? Please do something to help us. And Our Lady appeared to him and gave him the gift of the rosary. So, if you are devoted to the prayer of the rosary, indirectly, I mean, obviously, it's the Blessed Mother we need to thank for it, but who did she give it to? You guessed it, St. Dominic. So, if you're not convinced he's big time, then you're hopeless, all right? Today is a great feast day, and let's pray for the Dominican order, pray for the order of preachers out there, and all the good works that they are doing.